Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510, 67 degrees here on this Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. We have some breaking news if you're just joining us out of York County, Pennsylvania. Per NBC News, we have multiple officers that have been shot while serving a warrant in a rural farmhouse in that area. NBC News National is reporting 5 officers were shot during this police incident and 3 in grave condition, at per sources. What we do know is the governor, Josh Shapiro, is headed out to York County, Pennsylvania. We do know that Dave Sunday, the state attorney general, who was the former district attorney for York County, is headed to the scene as well. We do know the lieutenant governor asked for prayers for law enforcement at this time. Now, this happened at 2:10 today. We just got the recent update that they're really not giving any more than that. The head of emergency management for York County just said it's an ongoing investigation and that there'll be an update later. State police are investigating. We do know that the local school district that was on lockdown, a precautionary lockdown, not involved with the situation, has been given the all clear and they have released students. So that's a good sign. And it's being reported that the suspect in this case is down and deceased due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So if we find out more information during the last course of the show, we will continue to update you. But that's where we stand now at this moment. It appears to be law enforcement was instituting a warrant at this location, and the suspect opened fire on law enforcement that was there. It appears that there were multiple law enforcement officers on the scene between local police and the sheriff's office, and there are injuries reported. To the extent, we don't really know. I'm just going by what NBC News is telling us. So that's where that stands now. Let me go to the phone. We have Larry from Scranton on the Scranton City Council. Larry.
I'm sorry to hear about this latest incident down in down near York, was it?
Yeah, York County.
But it's terrible. But getting back to Scranton City Council, have you been following the meetings?
I did not watch this week's meetings, but I do follow them.
Well, like for the last 2 weeks, Council President Smurl has been saying that it's not a requirement to have sidewalks in the city of Scranton. It's not a requirement. You don't need sidewalks. You need an open path to your front door. Right?
Okay.
But last night, City Council approved a $78,000 grant from the Pennsylvania, it's the Pennsylvania Gaming Commission Fund. the racetrack fund.
Okay.
They approved a $78,000 grant to the Steamtown Church in Scranton for $78,000 for sidewalk. Is a sidewalk project. To me, the whole thing doesn't make any sense at all.
I didn't watch it, so I can't. I can't speak specifically to it. Were you at the meeting, or were you watching it on ECTV?
No, I watched it on ECTV. But it's just they pass these things through like on the question. Boom! It's okay. They agree. They pass it through. They don't even tell you what it's all about. $78,000 from the Pennsylvania racetrack money, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be for taxpayer relief, real estate tax relief, when it all started. But it never turned out to be like that.
Well,
now they're just handing out money hand over fist to these organizations, and it just doesn't make any sense. This is why the whole country is up in arms over what's going on. It starts at the local area. This is what happens when nobody has to answer questions.
Well, they do. So I would reach out to the city council. I'd reach out to the city council president or members of the city council that you feel that will answer you and ask them exactly what this is about. If you can go to the meetings in person, you're able to speak at them and raise those concerns. I know people have. I was contacted by a few people saying there seems to be a rash of money, these grants, being given to nonprofits, and the church would be a nonprofit. So this may be one of them, but I just had this conversation today. There seems to be a rash of requests for grants to nonprofits who are having trouble taking care of their property, be it sidewalks, be it parking lots, be it the buildings themselves. So they're asking for these grants. Well, if you're a nonprofit and you're getting tax-free status in Scranton, getting these grants to do work that you should be upkeeping your own buildings for, be it for whatever your nonprofit is for, is taking away from other things the city can be doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I add that because I have been contacted by other people saying that about this meeting just this week that there seems to be a rash of requests for grants for these nonprofits, and what you're saying fits right into that. And there is a habit of giving things, placing things before the city council within a specific time limit, so it has to be rushed through. And that's being looked at more and more as by design rather than for the best interest of the people to keep them informed. Even members of city council have complained that they're not having enough time to look at this because they have to rush these votes because the time limit of the different orders they have to read them.
Right, right. What's the rush?
I hear you.
Sidewalks will be there next month.
Well, Larry, you have three council members up for re-election. You have a mayor up for re-election, and get your vote out there and talk to your friends and neighbors and see if they get their vote out there to make a change so you feel like you're being better represented in city politics.
I will.
All right, Larry. Thanks.
I always do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And, you know, we're hearing for more and more. And again, I don't know the specifics of what he was talking about this church or the dollar amount. But I was just having the conversation today and talked to you today about there seems to be this rash of nonprofits who need help with grants to take care of property that they should be maintaining. And should it really be a taxpayer burden? Because that's exactly what it is. If it's a state grant, if it's a federal grant, if it's coming from the gaming, it's still taxpayer dollars. It's still, you know, the public's money that's being used for this. And one of the big things you'll see all the time, hey, you know, the city of Scranton, it's a federal grant. It's ARPA funds. It's state money. You see the county all the time. Well, this is a state grant. Well, it's still our tax dollars. You have to remember, every dollar, every dime a government entity spends stems from us, the taxpayer. It's our money. It's our tax dollars. They don't get money from anywhere else but us, be it from people gambling and they're taxing it, hence the taxpayer dollars. And it was sold as a different bill of goods than it is now. Listen, if you're telling me that my school taxes or my county taxes or my whatever is going to be reduced by gaming, and then you're giving tens of thousands of dollars a grant for sidewalks for a church, which may be very, very well deserved, but again, Who picks those winners and losers? Who decides what church gets what? There's where your politics come into play, nonprofit or not. And we've seen time and time again how these nonprofits, or so-called nonprofits, are just avenues for political patronage. There's many nonprofits that do great work, no doubt to that. I'm sure these churches do great work. But again, is it the taxpayers' responsibility to build their sidewalks? Is it the taxpayer responsibility to pave parking lots or fix buildings or help them with HVAC systems or whatever the system may be? And again, these are just some of the things that I heard, that there seems to be an increase of nonprofits with their hand out for grants to take care and maintain their own properties. So we'll see what's going on here. Looking at some text messages coming in. I'll get to them in a minute. Really can't get them now. So, again, if you have the rewind feature, and Jake, do we have control of the social media post? Not that we have control. Did they fix the glitch so we can log in to post things on social media yet? Still working on it. And again, we haven't been able to put things up on our Facebook and Twitter and such because of a technical glitch on our corporate end here. So nothing to do with anything else other than that. So we haven't been able to upload. It's an upload issue. So we haven't been able to upload anything. But we will have the 4 o'clock conversation that we had with Dr. Paul Bellino, director of Geisinger's Division of Child Protection and Advocacy, at 4 o'clock. He was in here for a great conversation about child abuse and what to look for in the warning signs and what they're seeing as medical providers, and how we can help this terrible epidemic. The fact that he said 60 children were killed by child abuse in Pennsylvania last year. The fact that the increase in child abuse they're seeing is for children less than one. Children less than one. And that took me back. That took me back. How does anyone do that to an infant, a child, less than one? Unfortunately, it seems to be happening more. So that's a great conversation. That'll be out on our podcast as well. And as soon as we can get it up on our Facebook and X account, we will do that. And again, the breaking news out of York County, Pennsylvania, is that there has been a police incident out there while serving a warrant. There have been multiple police officers shot. Some are in serious condition, as per reports. We're hearing 2 and as many as 5, per NBC News, from a multitude of agencies out there. They were serving a warrant. The suspect is deceased due to a self-inflicted wound and no longer a threat. The local school district shelter in place has been canceled and they have been released. The governor, the district attorney, Pennsylvania district attorney, are on their way to York County. And the lieutenant governor, on his social media post, asked for prayers for local law enforcement in York County. So that's what we do know at this time. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Trying to find where we are here. Well, Ford is dropping 1,000 jobs at a German plant as demand for electric cars in Europe lags forecast. The last round of job reductions following a restructuring announced in November 2024 that reduced Ford's workforce by 4,000 positions in Europe and the UK. Well, digging into this, you know what the problem is? The U.S. consumer is no longer supporting the EV market in Europe. Yes, that's right. That's right. You know how all these rebates and everything that we give here with our tax dollars to Ford so Americans can buy EV vehicles here, that's $7,000? Well, that was also being used to supplement Europe's EV market. And the fact that we are no longer doing that here has greatly affected this German plant in Europe, its operation, to where they've laid off 4,000 positions in Europe and the UK since November 2024. So how do you feel about that? The American tax dollars, these government rebates that we're getting, were not only supporting the EV market here in America, but worldwide and in Europe. Mm-hmm. Now, the job reductions will be carried out so far as possible with voluntary departments and departures and buyouts, the company said. It follows the restructuring announced in November 2024 that would reduce Ford's workforce by 4,000 in Europe. November 2024. What happened then? Oh, that's right. They knew a new administration was coming in. Okay. Company said it was continually evaluating production volumes and adjusting them for demand. In Europe, the demand for electric cars has significantly below industry forecasts. The plant, which makes the electric version of the Explorer SUV, would move to one shift per day instead of two beginning in January. And they said electric vehicles captured 15.6% of the European market in the year through July, up from 12.5% in the same period last year. Growth has been slower than expected, in part due to the withdrawal of purchase subsidies. All right. More good work and protection for the American taxpayer. It is 5:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 5:36, 67 degrees here on this Wednesday, September 17th. I was just talking to some contacts of mine in Baltimore County, which is just over the border of York County in Maryland. And they did respond to this as well, this shooting, this police shooting. So our brothers and sisters in Maryland, Maryland law enforcement in Baltimore County responded up into Pennsylvania, just like the New York State Troopers responded to Susquehanna County when our state troopers, our Pennsylvania state troopers, were under fire. So it's glad to hear that camaraderie and over-the-border response here. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier posted, first responders put themselves in the line of danger every day to protect the public. I am heartbroken to hear that multiple officers were shot today in York County. Baltimore County Police and Fire are available to assist however needed, and my prayers are with the officers, their families, and the community. So that's coming from the Baltimore County Executive, Kathy Klausmeier. And again, that over the border response from Maryland into Pennsylvania is thanked for from this Pennsylvania residence. I do not have any other update on that shooting in York County at this time, but it does appear multiple officers were shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I still don't know, understand what the Mexican consulate's comment on involving this is. It doesn't appear that that's anywhere else in here. But the Mexican consulate in Philadelphia said it was monitoring the incident that occurred this afternoon in North Condores Township, Pennsylvania. The Mexican community is advised to follow official instructions. Okay. I mean, maybe there were visa workers on the working on this farm, and they're asking them to cooperate, knowing that they're there. Very good. Well, could be. But again, I don't find any other nexus there. So we'll keep you updated on that. It's interesting that there was a small face painting business that posted some ridiculous, insulting thing with about Charlie Kirk earlier, when Charlie Kirk was shot a week ago, saying that a picture of Charlie Kirk and says, oh, he's finally up to date on all his shots. That was the joke in their mind. And they're a local small business here in the Scranton area, Northeast Pennsylvania area. They offer a contracted from Scranton or Lackawanna County or certain agencies to do the face paintings at these areas. This individual just went on a sick rant on social media, posting all sorts of crazy nonsense. Dozens. I mean, I would say there's close to 100 posts. And just mentally unstable posts on social media under their company name. So just be aware of who you hire for your children's events, because this person is, without a doubt, not all there. And if they work in children events and any organization, any municipality, any county, any entity that that wants to put this person under your umbrella name, I'd be advised, because it's just utterly nuts. And people who follow my social media or comment on my social media, she probably responded to you with all sorts of just crazed nonsense. Again, still making fun of Charlie Kirk and inserting Elon Musk for some reason. But whatever. I mean, listen, mental health is mental health. There is help out there, though. So Jerry has quit Ben & Jerry's, saying that its independence on social issues has been stifled. Standing up for the values of justice, equity, and our shared humanity has never been more important. And yet Ben & Jerry's has been silenced, Greenfield said. Now, Greenfield is Jerry Greenfield, the Jerry of Ben & Jerry's, co-founder of the ice cream. He's leaving the ice cream brand after 47 years. Well, he wasn't a majority stakeholder in it anymore. He was like the figurehead founder, but they sold off to a big corporation. And the big corporation is more concerned with running a successful business than his social justice platforms. Well, he still wants his social justice platforms. Well, if that's the case, you shouldn't have sold your capitalist move to sell your business to a corporation that has an interest in making money for its shareholders and for its company. And the company is Unilever. In a letter, the co-founder Ben Cohen posted on social media platform on Greenfield's behalf, Greenfield said that he felt the independence of the brand had to speak on social issues. For more than 20 years under their ownership, Ben & Jerry's stood up and spoke out to support peace, justice, and human rights, not as abstract concepts, but in relation to real events happening in our world. I would understand why he would support a cop killer then in Mumia from New Jersey, from Philadelphia. Well, big things here is Unilever, the company that purchased Ben & Jerry's. Again, they're more interested in running a successful business. They don't want to get into the social justice nonsense to alienate 50% of their possible clientele. Well, he didn't like that. Well, again, you shouldn't have sold your portion of the company for whatever you sold it for. I would assume millions of dollars. That's just my assumption. I don't know. But I would say it's a successful company, and it probably was worth that at one point. But that being said, now you don't have control over it because you sold it for the dollar value, and now you're upset that you don't have your voice heard on your issues. Well, too bad, too sad. You shouldn't have sold the company and stuck behind everything you did. There's Ben and Jerry's scooping ice cream in front of a Bernie Sanders flyer. So that's where we get there. And talking about capitalism, let me introduce you to my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, I had three criterias, not hard for our area, not hard for the people I want to support out there. A local business, a family-run business, and a business that uses top-of-the-line equipment. And Monk HVAC checked all those boxes. Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort is their business. Met with the amazing family. Rob Monk came to my house, scanned each room, told me exactly what size unit I needed for my Mitsubishi Electric heat pump system. One of them split air, ductless systems that in 5 hours, they had the whole entire downstairs done. My whole entire first floor is covered with heating and air conditioning now. Love that fact. And the process was super easy. Like I said, they came out, scanned everything, told me exactly what size unit I needed, showed me what the unit would look like on the wall, showed me what the unit would look like outside, covered everything up, sealed everything, cleaned everything, again, in 5 hours. Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors, trained premier comfort specialist, 24-7, 365-day-a-year service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day, and powered by those family values. It's literally their name on the company. It's not some big corporation. It's not a company that sold off to a larger corporation that no longer has a say in the business. It's these guys' name on the business, Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. So check them out. See what they can do for you. Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. That's monkhvac.com. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. This shooting out in York County, down in York County, Pennsylvania here. Attorney General Pam Bondi just posted 3 minutes ago. The FBI and the ATF are on scene supporting local law enforcement following the shooting of multiple police officers in York County, Pennsylvania. Violence against law enforcement is a scourge in our society and never acceptable. Pray for the officers involved. NBC is reporting, and now CBS is reporting, five officers were shot in Pennsylvania while serving a warrant. CBS Philadelphia, five police officers shot in York County, Pennsylvania. Wednesday afternoon, law enforcement sources tell CBS News. So FBI and ATF are also at the scene. The governor was en route to York County. I would assume that he's there. I would assume that there would be some sort of update when he gets there. State Attorney General Dave Sunday, who was the York County District Attorney, it was also en route to the area. And, you know, with everything that's gone on the past week, with everything, and I'm not going to say who this is or anything like that, but I see a post, you know, disgusting, vile person celebrating the police officer that got shot in York County. Somebody posts on social media, and it's under their name. Now, I can't verify the name, so I'm not going to say it. But what would drive someone for the need to post three confirmed dead pigs in Spring Grove? What a wonderful day to be alive. And that's what this person posts on social media. Hatred for three, four, five, whoever this is, people you don't even know. And it's out there. But we see it right here in our backyard, like I said, on one of my social media posts. You know, this deranged small business owner from our area has gone on a tangent. And thank you for highlighting who you are to everyone in Northeast Pennsylvania. I mean, literally, there must be 50 to 100 posts by this individual to everyone who said anything. And it's interesting because this person, I know who she is, but she's not worth the sound of my voice to say who she is. But the Scranton Face Painting is her company, and she's deranged. She's literally deranged. She even went to the extent of on 9/11, when I posted a picture of the poster in my office, of all the since deceased detectives. And again, it's just NYPD detectives, not police officers, not sergeants, not lieutenants, not anyone else, because it was put out by the detective union. And it lists every detective that has since died of 9/11 illness, since 9/11. And I took a picture of it on 9/11 in my office, saying that this hangs in my office and I look at it every day. And she posted underneath that, I'm looking for it now. Here we go. Because I want to get it absolutely correct. If only you had a job. That's what she posts on a picture of the 100 or so New York City detectives that have since died from 9/11 illness. And I said, unfortunately, this list hangs on my office wall and it grows every year. And this face painting of Scranton posted on that, commented on that an hour ago. If only you had a job. Well, I do. And hopefully people realize who you are and yours dwindles away. Just a sick individual. Sick individual here. And she's also looking to dox all sorts of people. She took screenshots of anyone who said disgusting about her post of, oh, Charlie Kirk has all his shots. I got to say, this has been amusing watching all y'all maggots dox and threaten people over the past 7 days. Thanks for all the threats, slander, and screenshots. All great evidence for anyone with photos of themselves and their families pictured, along with their hometowns and employers. We'll make sure you get you all signed up for the list. Thanks so much. It's appreciated. Well, I hope I'm on your list because bring anything you want. Bring anything you want. This day and age, I don't think your nonsense will be tolerated. So have fun being the cretin you are. Enough time for that little person who needs help. That's all it is. And, you know, our prayers to what's happened down in York County, York County, Pennsylvania. It appears that police were enforcing some sort of warrant. We don't know what the warrant was for. And came under fire pretty rapidly into this. We're hearing anywhere from 2 to 5 police officers shot and injured. Looking for updates now as I'm talking to you. Senator John Fetterman asked locals to continue to shelter in place as the investigation in York County shooting. Again, other peoples are asking why the Mexico consulate made a statement in regards to this, and we don't yet know that. We just know that the Mexican consulate has made a statement on social media asking their people, Mexican people in the area, to cooperate with law enforcement. So, and then, of course, in this day and age, you have people that are writing stuff like 3 confirmed dead pigs. What a wonderful day to be alive. And that's what we're dealing with out there, that sense of callousness, that sense of lack of respect for human life. I mean, it's like the memorial for that young girl who was killed on the train in Charlotte. There was a nice, beautiful painted memorial for her, and somebody graffitied over it. That's the hate that's out there. A young lady who didn't do anything to anybody, simply sat in the wrong chair in front of the wrong person, something that we've all done hundreds of times in our lives. Unfortunately, this was her last time because some crazed individual decided it was his time to take her life. And he did. Slashed her jugular. She bled out right there, terrified, alone on the floor of a subway, floor of a train. And then, you know, if you agree with what Charlie Kirk said or not, or you thought he was a provocateur or not, he requested dialogue respectfully and differing opinions and was shot again before it. And it looks like we will see justice there, but it doesn't make anything better. And obviously, you know, we see today, just today, this crazed business owner going on a rant of on social media with nonsense simply because they believe in different things. simply because they think that we should go down a different path politically. You know, they're okay with attacking individuals and posting stuff like, hey, it's at least Charlie Kirk has all his shots and some other the nonsense there. I don't have an answer for moving forward because there's a large portion that doesn't want to move forward. So what do we say? Prepare to defend yourselves? Is that where we're at? A lot of us are. I mean, is that the answer? Does that solve anything? Do we just all out have at it? It appears that's what some want. You know, there was a young lady at a memorial for Charlie Kirk today at a university kicking over all the candles and cursing and giving the fingers to the people who are videotaping her. She wants a response. I mean, they're what happens when someone gives her the response that she wants? Someone walks up to her and knocks her out. I mean, because that's what she wanted. That was the whole intent of that. So they can point fingers and say, look at them. See, they're the violent ones. But they didn't. All they did was film her. And then she just walked away because she wasn't getting a response she wanted. But that's what they want. They want that response so they could be the victim. They want the response so they can point and go, you see, we told them they were the ones. But it doesn't stop you from getting the response from someone that you're looking for and want sooner than later. That doesn't solve it. It doesn't move anything forward. Continues the finger pointing. It's 5:57. We'll be back. Well, that's it for us today at the Rob O'Donnell Show on this Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. We do have that ongoing situation. We do not know all the facts. We know multiple police officers were shot in York County, Pennsylvania. We heard that at least two are in the hospital at this time. We do have reports that one was taken via medevac helicopter. The governor is either on the scene or was en route, probably on the scene by now. The state attorney general is there. Pam Bondi, the attorney general for the United States, said that the FBI and the ATF are there. Baltimore County in Maryland said that their officers also responded, and their county commissioner is asking for thoughts and prayers for law enforcement in regards to this. So that's a good idea, right? Why don't you say some thoughts and prayers for our brothers and sisters in law enforcement, not just in York County, but everywhere, because it seems like we live in some strange times. 6 o'clock here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.